As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome into the Life Coaching for Men podcast. This is episode number 36. It is great to have you back in this week. I hope everyone's doing well. Wherever you are in the world and in parts of the United States, I know that some places it's cold this week and you're getting hit with some snow and ice, and then other places it's fairly warm. So wherever you are, I hope you're staying safe, and I hope everyone is doing extremely well. It's been a good week for me. I've had several different clients and a couple new clients come on board this week, and it's interesting, you know, every time that that I talk with men out there, and it doesn't matter if I'm working with one as young as 16 and one as old as 60. And so it doesn't matter anywhere in between you are, you know, all of us men seem to be dealing with a lot of the same stuff. And what I want to offer you early on in this podcast is just there's help out there for you. There is relief if you're dealing with those areas that just seem to pester us men over and over and over again. There's relief. And so I'd love for you to reach out to me, whatever feels comfortable for you. If you like to do email, email me at drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. If you want to message me on Twitter, I'll answer those messages on Twitter or Instagram. Whatever is easy for you is how I want you to reach out. But whatever you're dealing with, right, whether it's self-confidence, whether it's insecurity, whether it's lack of purpose, whether it's you just don't feel like you know where you're going from a career standpoint, you feel burned out, whatever that area is that you're dealing with, there's help and there's relief. And not only is there relief, but there is actually light at the end of what can feel like a very, very long tunnel. And so I'd just like to encourage you right off the bat this week that if you don't have a life coach, if you don't have somebody that is really investing in you the way that you need and the way that you long for, reach out this week. This is the week for you to step out in faith and make that call, make that connection. So look forward to it. It's real simple, right? We just jump on a 45-minute call, and I tell you how I can help you, and you tell me what's going on in your world, and we decide how we're going to move forward together. So just really would encourage you to do that. This week, I want to talk about how to instill confidence in your kids. And, you know, it's interesting as I look, and I'm going to share in a couple of weeks about the downloads, but you guys have blown my mind in terms of the number of downloads, and then each week and then each month those downloads have continued to increase across the world. And, you know, really this was a grassroots effort, not a whole lot of marketing, not a whole lot of, you know, it's been all word of mouth for the most part, and just what I've done on Twitter and a little bit on Instagram. But the two episodes that are the most listened to and the most downloaded episode are the very first one, which talks about Relationship Fix, which makes sense because that's where people are finding the podcast and continue to find the podcast each and every week. But the second one, the second most downloaded is How to Be a Good Dad. And so while I know that, you know, a lot of you out there maybe don't have kids or haven't had kids yet, or you've got grown kids, I know a lot of you still want to have a great relationship with your kids. And some of you that have younger kids, this is a great episode for you. And if it's an episode that maybe not doesn't touch you in your season of life, this is a great episode for you to pass on to someone who does have those younger kids who would really benefit from this. And I know that as dads, we struggle sometimes with confidence. We struggle sometimes with confidence in ourselves. And then we struggle with how to portray that confidence back into our kids. And so this week, I want to talk about how to teach confidence to your kids. And I think one of the greatest services that we can do as men is to raise boys and girls that are confident in themselves, that are confident in their ability, that are confident in how they can navigate this world, regardless of what the world throws at them, regardless of what circumstance comes their way, that they are able to handle it on their own. And they know that as they grow into mature adults, that they are well prepared and well equipped to navigate whatever this world throws them because they have self-confidence. And as you know, there's a lot of parenting that's going on out there and a lot of kids that are growing up that don't have a lot of self-confidence. And part of that is because we have, at our own fault, we have enabled a lot of kids along the way. We have done things for them where they've not had to be challenged, where they've not had to have some fear, where they've not had to have some setback. A lot of times you see parents that will step in and just take care of the issue or take care of the problem for the child. And all that is doing is raising the next generation of our kids to be self-reliant on someone else. And we've talked a lot on this podcast about people pleasing and about, you know, trying to figure out, you know, getting your emotional health and your emotional stability from somebody else. And when you are not, and when your kids are not confident in themselves, then they automatically look to something or someone else, right? They look to another person. They look to a substance. They look to food. They look to something outside of them to gain that confidence. And so this week, I want to give you some things that will help you as you navigate whatever season of life you're in with your kids. And I think the first thing to understand is that your kids are not going to grow up with a complete lack of fear, right? There is going to be times where your kids are scared, and that is very natural. What I want to impress upon you is to give your child the ability to know that it's okay to fail and it's okay to be scared at times, right? So many times we teach our young ones, right? Oh, don't be scared of that. They're walking into a dark room that they've never been in before and they don't know what's on the other side of that door, right? You got a five-year-old that's walking. Oh, don't be scared. It'll be okay. And what do they naturally do? Well, of course they're scared. And anytime they approach a dark room, they go into it fearful. So what are some things we can do as adults to help prepare them for that dark room down the road, right? Well, one of the things you can do is be honest with them and say, hey, I know the room is dark, but this is your room. Let's just pretend they're going in their room and they don't have the light on. This is your room, right? You know that this is a safe place. tell me what you're feeling inside right now. And he or she may look at you and go, well, I don't, you know, what do you mean? I'm just scared. Well, I know that you're scared, but tell me what that means to you. What's going on in your body? Oh, well, I'm fearful. I'm, you know, and they'll start giving you all these different things. But when you can continue to drill down and say, no, what does your heart feel like? Oh, my heart's racing. Yeah, your heart's racing. Do you know why your heart's racing? Your heart's racing because you think that it's dark in there, right? You don't know what's on the other side. So that thought that you don't know what's on the other side, that it's dark, it's bringing up fear. It's bringing up some anxiety. And you may think, well, this is too complex for a kid. Hey, don't underestimate your kid, right? Kids are very, very, very astute when it comes to answering questions and when it comes to knowing about their body, if you'll just ask. But what we do as adults is we shy away from it, right? We don't have time. We're just saying, hey, turn the light on so you can go in the room. It's not dark in there. Hey, isn't that what a lot of our reactions are? Because we want to get on with the rest of our day, or we want to get on with the rest of our night. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because you've got things to do, right? You may have two or three kids. But if you'll take the time to explain to the child, hey, this is what's going on. It's just dark. And you're just feeling a feeling. You're just feeling an emotion. They'll start to understand that anytime something's dark and they feel a little bit of anxiety, they can ask themselves, oh, why do I feel this? Oh, because it's dark in there. Because I don't know what's on the other side. I don't know how to feel confident in walking into this dark room until I can understand that, hey, there's nothing in there that's going to hurt me. It's going to be okay if I walk in here. Maybe I'll step on a squeaky toy and it'll spook me a little bit, but there's no monster in here that's going to get me, right? And your child will all of a sudden, you'll notice in a few weeks or a few months as you start to practice this kind of stuff, they'll go, oh, it's just dark, mommy. It's fine. It's just dark, dad. It's fine. Let's just walk in. It's okay. Just turn the light on. And you will see that confidence start to change. And then you'll think of this podcast and you'll go, wow, it really does work. And it really does work, because that's how the human brain and the human body and the physiological part of our bodies work, right? Our thoughts create our actions, or our thoughts create our feelings, which create our actions, which reduce our results. It's just the way the world works, the way the human mind works. And it works whether you're 2 or whether you're 92. Right? And so you can start to instill and build that early. So that's just a simple way that you can start to build some confidence. So here are some things that I want you to consider as we build confidence in our kids. Now, there are a lot of different ways to do this. So these are the things that really rose to the top for me as I was preparing for this podcast and thinking about my own kids and thinking about things that I was able to do and some things that I would probably, quite frankly, do differently if I could do it over again. But here's some things that I know, having raised 2 pretty confident young people, that these are some things that will work for you. Number 1, believe in them daily. Believe in them daily. Every day, don't let a day go by without you telling your kids how much you believe in them. It doesn't matter. And you can pick out the smallest thing that they do, or you can go to one of the largest things in your mind that they do. And you can just tell them how proud you are of what they do each and every day, that you believe in them each and every day. They may go, and it's a small kid, and maybe they go and they fix their own glass of water. They get it out of the refrigerator. They come over, they put a lid on it, they sit down. That's a great opportunity for you to teach and to build a little confidence. It's like those little deposits, right, each and every day. And you just go, hey, Sally, boy, what a great job you did getting that cup ready. You were able to go over and get your cup. You got it out. You filled it up with water. You put the lid on it. You came back and you sit down and you're ready to go. That's something else. Good job. And do that each and every day. And on top of that, I like to take this one a step further and say, tell them how special they are each and every day. Tell your son or daughter how special they are each and every day, and tell them that you love them each and every day. And I think it's important to make a distinction right here. when you talk to your kids and you're being intentional about telling them how special they are and how much you love them, don't always do it after they've done something well, right? Or after they've done something perfect, or after they've done anything. You know, while they're sitting there on TV, or they're sitting there on their computer screen, or they're sitting there on their phone and it's driving you nuts, sometimes just walk up and say, hey, you know how much I love you? Do you know how special you are? And guys, I think especially for girls, if you're raising girls, you tell them how pretty they are each and every day. There's not a day goes by that I don't tell my daughter how pretty she is. And I've told her that almost from day one. And it's gotten to the fact that she'll even start to say it before me. I know, Dad, I'm pretty. I know, I'm gorgeous. I know. And I'm like, you're exactly right. Because I want her to know that her dad thinks she's the most special girl in the world. She doesn't need to get that from any other man or any other boy or any other person. She's gotten it from me each and every day. And what do you think she knows? She knows that her confidence comes from within herself at this juncture. Right? She's old enough now to know, hey, I don't need someone else to tell me. I know because I've been reinforced day after day after day from my dad. And I think that is so important for you men and your daughters. Now, the same holds true with your sons. What do your sons need to know? Your sons need to know how proud of you that they are, that you are of them. They need to know how proud of them that you are. And they need to know that every day. Because some of you out there are pushing your son so much into sports and they don't want to play sports. And they're so scared to tell you that because they're afraid they're going to do what? They're afraid they're going to disappoint you. They need to know that you love them and that you're proud of them and that you support them regardless if they play a sport. For some of you, you'd really need to listen to this. Because your son needs to know as he gets older that it's okay for him to chase a passion that he has that might be a little different than the passion you have. That it's okay for him to go chase a dream and not go and be a lawyer or be a doctor or be a financial expert. That it's okay for him to go and chase his own dream. That's okay. Because that is going to be so freeing for your son. And that's going to help you be able to build that relationship down the road because ultimately you want to build a relationship with your kids to where your kids want to come back and see you, right? You want them to want to come back and see you when they don't have to. You want to be able to have a relationship with your kids when they're out of the house or when they're in college or when they get married. You want to still have that strong personal relationship. And to do that, you let them know each and every day how much you love them and how proud you are of them. Number two, and this may be three or four. I don't know. I said three or four points in that, but I'll say number two because the first one's believe in them and then tell them how special you are and tell them that you love them every day. Number two, allow them to fail. Yeah, allow them to fail. Just as you would like to be allowed to fail sometimes, allow them to fail because you know that the things you do best in life are the things that you've had to struggle for. They're the things you've had to work the hardest for. The things that come easy in life are easy, right? They're easy. But it's the things that you have to struggle for. It's that promotion that you've waited on for years and years because you've worked so hard to get to and then you finally get to it and you're like, man, there's such gratification here because I've worked so hard for it. And I failed over and over and over again, right? But I kept at it. I kept at it. I didn't quit. And I finally reached my promotion. Same thing with your kids. Allow them to fail. And when they fail, make it a teachable moment. Make it a teachable moment and say, you know what? Everybody fails. It's okay to fail. You don't have to be perfect. Because if they're not allowed to fail, they are going to become a slave to perfectionism, right? They are going to know that perfectionism is something that is going to be held over them internally for the rest of their lives. So it is so important for you to know that if you'll just allow them to fail, teach them in that moment that failure is part of life, that if they'll just keep pressing on, whether it's homework or whether it's something that they've just kind of screwed up on, or it's something that, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. But when you feel like, and they feel like, that they failed, that's the time for you to spring into action and say, you know what? Failure is a part of life. It's okay. And sometimes there's consequences with your kids, right? I'm not telling you not to discipline your kids. If your kids do something and it's out of what you have as ground rules for your house, and they've gone out of that that discipline, then yeah, you've got to discipline them for that act. But in that moment, even in that moment of discipline, you can say, you know what, you chose this path this time. It's okay. I still love you. Here are the consequences for your actions. And now here's how I would suggest that you move forward in this. And just realize that, yeah, you failed this time. This was not your best moment, but it's okay, right? Life is okay. Life's going to move on. You're going to learn from it. This is just a growing experience. And the next time you'll do the right thing, or the next time you'll succeed, or just keep plowing at whatever it is that they seem to struggle with, because you know that breakthrough, right? How many times have you heard stories where people were just so close to a breakthrough and they quit? Or they were afraid to try because they were afraid of failure. That's what we see a lot of times with kids now. They don't even want to try because they're afraid to fail. They want to be able to do a task so perfectly right off the bat that they won't even attempt it because they're afraid to fail. Raise kids that are allowed to fail, that can understand and learn from their experience, and that know to get up and try again. And then the last thing I'll leave you with is to give them both, and I call this hard and easy wins. So give them both challenging wins and then give them some easy wins. So what does that look like? Well, maybe it's with homework, right? Maybe there's some things where they're doing homework and it's real easy math. And, you know, you've said, hey, let's look at your math. And they're like, oh yeah, I can do this. And they do it quickly. And you just pump them up, right? It's an easy win. Hey, great job. So proud of you. Way to do that so well. It's an easy win. And then maybe there's some times where there's some challenging problems that they have, and they have to really work at it, right? And it's one of those times where, you know, they've struggled a little bit. Maybe you have to help them. Maybe they got a few things wrong, so they've had to redo it, and then they get the assignment right, and then you can pump them up. So that's a hard win, right? And you can show them, hey, sometimes in life things come pretty easy, but then other times in life you have to work at them. One of the things that came up to me with this when I was thinking through this was my daughter and I used to love to play catch in the yard. And when we would play catch in the yard, especially when she was in that, I don't know, 7 to 12 range, maybe 13 range, she was getting pretty good where she could really catch a softball and could throw it. And, you know, I could throw pop-ups and she would run and catch them. And we would play this game. And every time we would go out and we would play, she would say, Daddy, let's play that game where, you know, I have to really work it, or I have to go make this great play. And I would play it with kind of fake money, right? And I would say, okay, this one's worth, you know, $1. And so I would throw just an easy one. So that's an easy win, right? And she'd catch it. And I would say, okay, this one's worth $5. And so then I'd make her move a little bit to the right or left, and she'd catch it, $5, you know. So she thinks she's got $6. And all right, this one's worth $10. And I'd throw it. And then, you know, then I'd throw it. She'd have to run a little more. And then I'd make a real difficult one. Okay, this one's worth $20. And she'd go catch, you know, another tough one. Maybe she'd catch it. So now she's up to whatever the amount is. And then I would say, okay, this one is worth $100. But if you miss it, it goes back to zero. She'd be like, okay, okay, okay. And I would, of course, make this one the toughest one she could get. And occasionally it would nip off her glove, or occasionally maybe she would catch it and then she'd go crazy. But that's a hard win, right? And then, of course, I'd go double or nothing. And then I'd make it even harder and she'd miss it. And she'd catch on later on. She'd be like, Dad, you never pay up on these because it's always double or nothing at the end and it's a tough one. I'm like, well, you're right. But it's the whole idea, right, that you're building confidence along the way. She knows she can catch the easy ones. She knows she can catch the intermediate ones. She knows at times she can go and catch those hard ones, but the real hard ones, she's going to have to really, really, really just keep working at it and working at it and working at it. And one day, she understands the value of this. She understands that the easy ones come easy, but the hard ones, you got to continue to work day after day, week after week, year after year. But what it did do is it built that confidence in her to know that she could go after every ball as hard as she needed to be able to have the opportunity to make the catch. Now, in the grand scheme of things, for me, it had nothing to do with softball, right? It had to do with that I'm building those small deposits each time we get to play that game of her learning to be more and more confident. And so my encouragement to you is that you have such a great opportunity to lift up your kids, to build them up each and every day. And even when they fail, take some time to say, okay, we might have failed in this moment, but this is a great opportunity for you to learn, for you to know how to pick yourself back up, and for you to know that it's not always going to be a failing moment because there is light at the end of that tunnel. And you can raise confident kids, kids that want to come back and see you, and kids that will go on to make a huge, huge impact in this world. Thanks so much for listening this week. Reach out if I can help you. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrenwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.